Cause I know you'll make a way. And I don't always understand, and I don't always get to see, but I will believe it. I will believe it. You make mountains move, you make giants fall. You use songs of praise to shake prison walls. And I will speak to my fear, I will preach to my doubt. But you were faithful then, you'll be faithful now. Faithful Jesus.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, to my mom that's watching and my wife that's watching. So just happy Mother's Day. It's a beautiful day outside, and thanks for tuning in and worshiping with us. And so stand up, sit down, whatever you got to do to get in the right position.
Blessed Redeemer.
Your name above all names, blessed Redeemer. Desire.
Holy God, you are a living God who has revealed himself to us. And you prove each and every day that you are living and active and caring, not only in our world, but in our own personal world, in our own lives. And as we face things that are perplexing and complex, at times we have polar opposite feelings. You understand it all. You are not far off and uncaring, just the opposite. We believe and we confess today that you're in the middle of it. You're walking along with us. That even though we feel like we're in the wilderness, we know that there's a promised land up ahead. And as we remain faithful to you, as we look to you for our daily needs, we know that you do not turn your back on us. We capture the scripture that says that as we seek you first and your kingdom priorities, that all the things that we need will be added unto us. And we confess that the greatest of those things that you bestow upon us is eternal life with you. So be with us in these moments, these virus moments, these moments of unemployment, these moments of sickness, these moments of death. Allow us to keep our eyes focused upon you. Help us to do our very best to carry out your will each and every day. Today, as we gather, we thank you for the will of our mothers. We don't get to choose our mothers and our fathers. You choose them for us. And we're thankful for our mothers today, for all their love and caring, for all their encouragement, for all of their wisdom. And we celebrate birth mothers and adoptive mothers, grandmothers, aunts, stand-up women who have filled in for someone without a mother. Help them to be celebrated today in the midst of being social distanced to them. Allow us the opportunity throughout the day to encourage them and remind them of their irreplaceable spot, their irreplaceable role, their irreplaceable leadership in our lives. And Father, as we worship you, we've made our way this week. We haven't done everything right. In fact, we know we've done a few things wrong. And we confess those wrongs to you. Allow us to receive the forgiveness that only you can give. A forgiveness that moves us from death to life. From condemnation to freedom and salvation. Jesus, as we lift you up this morning, we want to worship you in spirit and in truth. And as we lift you up, Lord, lift us up today. We're thankful for who you are, all that you mean to us, all that you're doing in us and through us. And so we pray these things in your name. Amen. So as you're settling in and getting another cup of coffee, let me tell you a few great things that are happening in Squim Community Church this week. I know it's interesting to think we have a sense that the church is closed down. Well, this church has not been closed down. Lots of activity has been taking place virtually. We've been enjoying one another's input and encouragement. We've been able to identify people that need help and address that. Those needs are not only within our church, but within our community. So I wouldn't have imagined that we would have added four people to the collective here at Squim Community Church, but several people have enjoyed the live stream so much and discovered who we are as a church that they've called into the office and said, we want to be a part of Squim Community Church. Can you put us in a small group? And so we're adding people not only to our fellowship, but into our small group so that we can learn together, that we can connect, grow, serve, and go. Now, we did some serving this week in a neat way. Because of the virus, we couldn't have our traditional beautiful day Saturday. But those in leadership in our community came to the beautiful day steering committee and asked them if Beautiful Day would take on some smaller projects around the city. Could we enlist 1, 2, 3 people who are social distance to take on a particular beautification project? And so those have taken place this week. There are more up ahead. Neat things that people are doing to beautify and uplift the people of our community. I think it's great that our community leaders see the church as a place to go to find the help that they need in a time of need or opportunity. The other thing I'll encourage you, send those stimulus checks in. We've received some, and more I know are on the way because people have told me. And with those gifts, we're able to do a lot more than we could without your generosity, your participation. And so that's happening right away with helping people with bills as their job has been furloughed. They're not yet back to work. It runs the gamut in this last week. So thank you for your participation, support, for your giving. Now, today we've got a couple, the Neidhards, Dave and Carol Neidhard. They're going to read our scripture passages for us.
This morning I will be reading from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 in the New Living Translation. There are 6 things the Lord hates. No, 7 things he detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, a person who sows discord in the family.
This morning I'm reading from Proverbs 13, 6 through 22 in the New Living Translation. Wise people think before they act. Fools don't, and even brag about their foolishness. An unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble, but a reliable messenger brings healing. If you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept correction, you'll be honored. It is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Trouble chases sinners, while blessings reward the righteous. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth is passed to the godly.
Mother's Day looks a lot different this year.
Mommy needs a quarantine.
And our moms may be spending a lot of time with their kids right now. A lot. Like, so, so much time. And even though they love their kids to the moon and back,
Mommy, where are you going?
Sometimes moms need a little alone time.
Mommy!
You know, to recharge.
Go talk to Daddy.
Mommy! Where are you?
Mommy! I'm in there! Mommy! We can see you! Up and up!
I just wanna lie in the sun.
But no matter what's happening in the world, their favorite way to spend time is with their family. In good times, in hard times.
Mom!
Hi.
You're breaking everything!
In uncertain times. Thank you, Mom, for making time for us every single day.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I ask that you would watch over us as we go to bed and rest, that you would speak to us in Bible stories and speak to us in...
Mothers are an irreplaceable ingredient in life. In marriage and in parenting, mothers are key sources of wisdom. Now, I don't know about you, but my mom would tell me things from time to time that I thought, now that I'm an adult, were pretty wise. I didn't appreciate them perhaps as much as I should have in the moment, but one of the things that my mother would say is, choose your friends wisely. She would say, see that boy, don't bring him over again. He's just trouble. Now that young man over there, you can hang out with him all you want. He's a nice boy. And I think mothers have been steering us ever since we were born in a best path when it comes to relationship. Not only best, but very wise in terms of relationships. Now, wise friendships, wise relationships are talked quite a bit about in the Bible. Here's a few passages to share with you. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Proverbs 18:24, a real friend sticks closer than a brother or a sister. These passages and others get us thinking about wise friends. Are we walking in our life with wise friends? Proverbs 13:20, walk with the wise and get wiser. Associate with fools and you will get in trouble. Well, we all know that this is true as we've grown up. As kids, we understood that if we hung out with wise, good-behaved children, that would lead us in a good direction. And if we hung out with the hoodlums, that's what my mother would call them, well, then we shouldn't be surprised that we got in trouble, that we were up to no good. And the truth was is, well, every once in a while we were. I was. Her wisdom was the wisdom to encourage the very best in life and in relationship, to slate me to her, the best of her ability, to slate me for success as I grew, as I became an adult and took on a career and children of my own. It's interesting in our passage to see how our mother's wisdom is so true. Here in Proverbs, we see a list of things that God hates, things he detests. And it's interesting, those are the same things that my mother said, those people stay away from them. Don't associate with them. So let's begin by looking at what Solomon says and my mother said. We're not the positive qualities that you're looking for in a friend, just the opposite. These are our foolish, troublemaking qualities of a person. Start in verse 16 of Proverbs 6. There are six things that the Lord and our mothers hates. No, seven thing he detests. And now he's going to give us a list of these bad qualities. First of all, quality one is haughty eyes. Now, we might not understand haughty eyes in this day and age, but it's that person who has an attitude of superiority towards you. Well, I know it all. I did it all. I know better than you know. And that arrogant, superior type of person, well, that's not a positive person to be around. Now we get this one, somebody with a lying tongue. You're going to take the power that you have as a person, you're going to lord that over someone. You're going to use that to swindle someone else out.
So a heart that plots evil and feet that run to wrong is a person that not only schemes up a plan, but also executes it. I ran into one businessman, and he told me that he had a great plan for making money for his business. And I said, well, so what's your plan? He says, well, I just cheat a little bit. I said, you cheat a little bit? He said, yeah, the big thing is don't cheat a lot. You'll get caught. You'll finally be found out. But if you only cheat a little bit, well, usually you don't get found out. That usually doesn't cause you to have a demise in your life. Ah, see, that's the person Solomon's talking about. Coming up with a scheme and a plan to cheat other people, to do wrong to other people. The sixth quality is a false witness who pours out lies. Now, those are the people that slander you. Oh, they may say something that's partially true, but most of what they're saying isn't true at all. And isn't it interesting that when we start gossiping about someone we don't care for or someone we don't like, oh, we really bear a false witness against them. We often say things about them that in reality may not be true. It's warped, skewed by our own perception, our own personal experience. And interestingly enough, Solomon says, stay away from that slanderer, that person who bears false witness. And then number seven, a person who sows discord in a family. And that's the person in the family that stirs up conflict. That's the person in the family that when you go to them and apologize about something that you said or didn't say, something you did do or you didn't do, you know, they're not easy to forgive. They want their pound of flesh. They want to make you pay. And that creates discord in a family, not harmony and unity in a family. Now, I think any mother that looked at this list of seven things would say to their child, yeah, don't hang around with them. Don't be foolish enough to hang out with them. Instead, what I've taught you to do is to befriend the exact opposite person than a person with these seven characteristics. So let's look at the opposite of each of these seven characteristics. So the opposite of a superior, haughty, arrogant person is somebody that's humble and teachable. Now, most humble people are people who learn a lot from others. And they're very teachable. They understand that everybody makes mistakes, that there's more to learn. And that person is a great person to be a friend with. Because humbly, they want to come alongside of you. They want to walk with you, especially in adversity. And some of the best things I've ever learned in my life, I've learned from my good friends. They were teachable, and because they were able to teach me how to do something that I wanted to accomplish in life, something I wanted to build in life, literally. Yeah, that's a good person. A good person is a humble person, a teachable person. A friend who speaks the truth in love. Now we're to last week's message. Someone who will speak the truth to us in love. Now, there's a lot of people that want to speak the truth to us. But are they very loving about it? Are they very encouraging about it? Speaking the truth is important, but when it's packaged with hate, or it's packaged with a haughty attitude, yeah, that's not very helpful to us. But if the truth is packaged in love, then it's a lot easier for us to receive it, ponder it, understand it so that we can apply that to our life. Third is a friend who is compassionate and merciful, not a power broker. One of the things that you learn as you make your way from elementary school, the middle school, the high school, college, and then out into the workaday world, is that some people are punishers and other people are empowerers in this world. And the best person to have around you is a compassionate person. They're the ones that love you when you're not very lovable, that help you understand things when they don't seem to be things that are logical or make sense to us from our perspective. Not only compassionate, but merciful. How do we show that grace and that mercy to other people just like Jesus shows to us? Now, during COVID-19, we've had lots of opportunity to be compassionate towards other people, to be merciful and helpful to other people, to be gracious to people. Yeah, that's a great quality. Those are great qualities to have in someone who's a friend. You'd be a wise person to hang around with compassionate and merciful people. 4 and 5. A friend who has integrity even when it's costly. Now, it's easy to have integrity when things are cheap, when things are small, when things are, well, kind of here today and gone tomorrow. But to have a sense of integrity in difficult times, in complex times, in challenging times, yeah, that's not easy to do. In fact, it's too easy to default to being a person who, well, pours out evil or runs to do wrong. We want someone with integrity. They're a person that stands best next to us as we seek to live the kind of life that Jesus describes for us in the Scriptures. And it's true, adversity will challenge our integrity, just as it challenges our compassion and mercy. It will challenge our integrity. It's a good thing to have a person of integrity next to you. We often act better together than we do alone. Quality six is a friend who treasures and keeps a confidence. We all need someone that we can share who we really are with. Someone that we can share the good times as well as the bad times. And I'm like you, I go gossip all the good things you want to gossip about me. But the challenge is who will keep that confidence when I've faltered and I've failed? When I feel insecure and inadequate? When I make a bad choice or have a wrong perception, how is that to be corrected? It's to be corrected by my ability to share that with another person or a couple of people and allow them to give me wise feedback and wise counsel. If nothing else, to put their arm around me and say, you know, I've made the very same mistake in my life. I've faltered in just the same way that you have. And some of those deep, dark secrets, well, rightfully so, those aren't the things that we broadcast to everyone, but we need to share them with someone. Someone wise. I said a few weeks ago, if you don't have a person that you can talk to and tell everything to, you need to go rent a counselor. That's what a counselor or a therapist or a life coach does. You pay them, they listen, but they keep a confidence. They listen and they give us wise input and encouragement. Yeah, we need people of confidence keeping alongside of us. Number seven, a friend who strives for unity, not a pot stirrer. Now, you know who a pot stirrer is. Things start to bubble and things start to go in a certain direction and they stir it up and they make it even worse. They don't really make anything better. They escalate things. They don't de-escalate things. They're not calmer. They're more angry. They're more upset. And again, I don't know about you, but if I'm upset, I do better with someone who's trying to calm me down than somebody who's trying to throw gasoline on the fire. Yeah, we need a person that wants to encourage us towards unity in relationships, cooperation in relationships, application of really all of these qualities in relationships. Now, how could we sum this all up? Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, especially in times of adversity. We all need a friend who really loves us. Someone who cares for us. Someone who holds us up. Someone who loves us, particularly in adversity. And I'll give you two examples. I don't know about you, but I need somebody that loves me when things go wrong. We've been going through this whole period of COVID virus. And it's something that's gone wrong. It's something that's having a negative, hurtful, deadly impact on others. And so in the midst of that, how great it is to have someone who can stand with me, with us, as we deal with this adversity. That's what the church is all about. Standing with one another, encouraging one another, helping one another, uplifting one another. Because some things have gone bad. And it's true, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel now. But we still have a hike in front of us. And we could use a friend in this adversity to walk with us as we go. Our good human friend on one arm and Jesus on the other arm, that's a great way to make headway in an adversity. But the other time that you need a friend who really loves you is when you go wrong. When you do wrong, when you say wrong, when you forget to say what's right or do what's right. Sometimes we're just having a bad day. We're not doing well. We're in a dry patch. We feel like we're out in the wilderness. We feel as though things are going against us. The odds are against us. And I know in those moments when that's happened in my life, it's been great. It's been great to have someone hold me accountable. It's been great to have someone hold me up when it would have been just as easy for me to drop out, sit on the sidelines, do what was easy and convenient instead of what was more difficult and right and true. Solomon has a lot of wisdom for us. He tells us who really is a foolish friend to have. And then we can see in the scriptures that there are some great qualities in fine friends to have. Bottom line, find a friend who loves you. They'll stick as close, even better maybe than a sibling. And they'll be there in the good times. They'll be there in the bad times and the adversity. It's easy to see that Jesus meets all of these good requirements. And that's the reason he makes such a great friend. He loves us in spite of our sinfulness. Instead of condemning us, he saves us. He gives us forgiveness that washes away all the guilt and all the shame. He is a promise keeper. And so he makes not only a great friend, but he makes a great Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Jesus, we are thankful that you are our friend. That it's true, you are the Almighty God, you are a transcendent God. And we would think that from that vantage point, you would not care or love us as you do. Yet the truth of the scriptures and the reality of our lives prove differently. That you are the greatest of friends. That your revealed will is the best way to live our life. And so today, Lord, help us to be with good friends. Help us to be a good friend. I want to pray for those, Lord, today that feel like they're alone and they don't have a friend. And Father, as they reach out for someone, I pray that you would provide someone to help them with their isolation and their loneliness and their loss and their fear and their grief. Help us to be wise in who we choose to have as a friend, but Lord, also help us to strive to be this kind of a friend to those in our friend circle. That we would be like iron sharpening iron. Because we know at the heart, two are better than one. We are better with you, Jesus. And we are better with others who are seeking your will as well. We pray once again for those on the front line. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those who are sick. We ask that your healing hand would be upon them. For the truth is we have the best friend ever in you, Jesus. Amen.
You're the one who made the one you are worthy. You are the one, you are the one everlasting. Oh, 'cause you are the one. Jesus, you are.
So here's my encouragement. Listen to your mother. Hang out with wise people and you will become a wiser person. If you hang out with fools, well, you're just going to get yourself into trouble or more trouble. The choice is up to us. And what the scriptures and Jesus, well, and the whole church is all about is encouraging you to come and be a part of some wise relationships as we seek Him. Amen.